let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, the podcast where we help you create abundance in every area of your life. Today, we're diving into one of the most important topics for entrepreneurs, speakers, coaches, and business owners, how to stand out in a noisy digital world. I feel like attention is the new currency, and Michelle Hummel knows exactly how to help you get that online. Michelle is a two-time Cincinnati Business Person of the Year. She's the CEO of Web Strategy Plus, founder of Web Media University, and Social Media Magnet Academy. She's a best-selling author, a national keynote speaker, and one of the country's leading experts on AI-powered social media marketing. If you've ever wondered how to attract more customers, leverage AI without losing your authentic voice, and future-proof your business online, then this episode is for you. It's going to be packed with practical strategies you can implement immediately. Welcome to the show, Michelle Hummel.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Happy to be here.
So great to have you here. It was so great getting to know you at my retreat in Sedona. And we've been planning and talking about this since the beginning of the year. So I'm so glad the day has finally come where we get to have you as a guest on the show. And you look great. And you're so just easy to talk to, and people are really going to relate to you and your very simple strategies. So you started in digital marketing long before AI changed the game. Tell us, Michelle, how has the landscape evolved and what excites you the most today about AI?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing this for 15 plus years, and it's been quite a journey. I've had my digital marketing agency, Web Strategy Plus, ever since then, and I've seen everything shift from website creation to content. And it's an exciting time for me right now because I'm a very creative person and I'm finding myself up late nights creating lots of exciting AI applications. One that I'm going to be talking about today is a Soul Blueprint app. And you might see my background here, My Peace Guru. That's kind of my alter ego, right? Because Web Strategy Plus is my digital marketing agency, but my heart is My Peace Guru. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today and how I've evolved my business beyond a digital marketing agency to actually have that Soul Blueprint app be something that people can use to really understand their aura, you know, the business as far as what they the gifts that they came to this life with. So we're going to get a little bit of spiritual touch on this too today.
We love that. You can exactly get as you want on this show.
I love that because what I found is that, you know, I have this My Peace Guru brand where I really am able to talk about sound healing and do my sound bath and things like that. So in the process of that brand being born, I created the Soul Blueprint app as a way that people can actually put their name in, right? And find out the secrets hidden inside their name. And the way that this kind of wraps up into digital marketing and AI and everything else is a lot of people have trouble kind of knowing what their gifts are that they come into this world with, right? And when I tied my name into the app that I created, it found the word music. And it, you know, from my full name, the way my middle name included. And so it also found the word heal. And so what I'm really excited about today is kind of to bring some awareness about what a magic has been created because of AI. This is a tool that I created, vibe coding it, but it's created because it's something that I found myself interested in. And I'm now teaching people about something called name alchemy, where you can actually identify the secrets hidden in your name to identify brand opportunities and even understand, again, the gifts that you come into this life with. So I'm having a lot of fun in the AI space. Like I said, creating really interesting applications, marrying that with my digital marketing background. I mean, of course, I can do logos and websites and marketing strategies. I was born, you know, with that gift but I'm also trying to merge both of those gifts together to really bring in a spiritual side of this, right?
I love that you're really matching your masculine, which is like the strategy and the graphic design and all the linear stuff, with kind of your spiritual, more feminine side. That is a really beautiful merging of, you know, the left and right side of your brain and your masculine and feminine energy. How did you discover your spirituality side?
I appreciate that. And yes, I'm really big on that aligning of energies, right? You know, a couple years ago, I really wanted to become a yoga teacher. And so I did some research online and I found a website that mentioned, you know, this opportunity to go to Hawaii and in 2 weeks become a yoga teacher. And I said, well, why not? And so I flew on a plane and I went for 2 weeks in Hawaii. I got my yoga teacher certification and I went ahead and got my Reiki 2 initiation as well. And I came back with these amazing gifts and this new air in life, right? And I also extended my vacation to Hawaii for 2 more weeks in the Airbnb, because why not? I visited a Buddhist temple. I had the best time. When I came back, I just was so invigorated. And I thought, what do I do with these gifts? And that's really why My Peace Guru came to light. I started to understand crystal grids. I already knew a lot of these things, actually. But I have a store that I put on Etsy where I was creating crystal grids and all sorts of mystery, like astrology boxes. I do natal chart readings and I do feng shui. And then I created a meetup group here in Orlando where I'm based, where I actually teach people, you know, spiritual techniques and all the things that I'm learning. I have so much information beyond, like you said, the masculine side, which is the marketing hand and all of that. There's so many spiritual gifts on the feminine side that I'm bringing to light. And that's really where it's been born, from that trip. You know, I took a chance on going to Hawaii all by myself, hoping it went well, and it went extremely well, right? And so that brings me into sound bath healing. I have 7 crystal bowls tuned to 432 hertz where I live stream online and I, you know, have people join me and the hundreds. It's amazing to me, like, and they're on their Zooms watching me do a sound bath. So there's really something special that's happening in this world right now, that people are very open to this space.
People are waking up and they're getting more spiritual, more conscious. It's great that you followed your intuition to go to Hawaii. I call that following the breadcrumbs of the universe and not knowing where it would lead. How did you even find out about the yoga teacher training in Hawaii?
Yeah, you know, that kind of goes back to social media, right? And this is something I teach a lot, because people say, like, I don't get a social media. I don't even think I need to be there. Well, the social media is the reason I went to this event. And I teach about this because when I did the search online, I landed on their Facebook page and I found that I had a friend that already liked the page. And so I immediately sent them a personal message and I said, hey, have you heard about this company? Is it legit? Like, I don't want to fly to Hawaii and disappear. So she said, yes, I know all about this. It was an incredible time. Take lots of pictures and let me know how it goes. So that's a really good example of social media and the power of, you know, having a presence on Facebook and being found and known. Because if I didn't have that, you know, opportunity to ask her and feel good about it, I may not have taken that trip. So that's the power of social media wrapped into it all.
Many entrepreneurs feel overwhelmed by social media. There's so many apps and there's reels and there's stories and there's carousels and there's just seems like there's endless things to do. What is the biggest mistake you see people making in the entrepreneurial space and so on social media?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest mistake is really not having a plan, right? They get overwhelmed with the process. They say, okay, I need all the social media platforms, and they create everything, and then they forget to post. You know, a lot of the clients that work with me simply need content, right? And so that's the hardest part. They're busy operating their businesses. They don't have time to create social media posts, stories, blogs, email newsletters. They don't have time for all of that. But they do have time and passion for is what they do for a living, right? So a lot of them come to me and they hire me and my team because they just simply need help. So I think the biggest mistake they make is just trying to do it all on their own and then really having the platforms and not posting on them consistently. Because what happens is if you go to a Facebook page and they haven't posted in 6 months, some people think they're out of business, which is definitely probably not the case. Maybe they're too busy. You know, they just don't have time to post. But if somebody's making a quick decision based on there's no social media posts, you know, that's going to hurt a brand. Same thing with their Google business page. A lot of people create that page and then they don't watch it. And then they don't realize they may have 3 or 2 star reviews on there. And when you go to Google and you search a business name and the top search result is the Google business profile and it has 2 stars, people aren't even going to go any further than that. They're just going to say, no, no, thank you. So I think people need to do a better job of kind of, if they're going to jump into social media, have a plan, make sure that they have content, the time to put good content out there. We don't want, you know, it has to be something that makes me think, make me laugh, inspire me, teach me something new, and I'll remember you when the time comes to buy. That's kind of my mantra to social media, because people need to have interesting things to say, otherwise they won't remember you. So I think it's coming with a plan, having interesting content, and monitoring, you know, what the voice looks like online. So there's a lot of things that people could do to help make it better.
I feel like posting on social media is telling your audience we're open for business. How often do you recommend entrepreneurs post on social media, in a day or in a week?
That's a great question. So the beautiful thing about what my agency does is we have social media posting tools, because we understand we don't have time to sit in front of our computers every day and write blogs and do all the things we need to do. So best practice is really to post every day on social media. So a lot of times when we work with our clients, what we'll do is we'll create 30 to 60 days bank of content. And it's a beautiful thing, because we can answer all the things that are what we call evergreen content, you know, who we are, what we do, our services, about us, testimonials, that's content that never changes. So that takes a lot off their plate when we can say, here's 60 social media posts tackling all of these topics. Everything looks beautiful and great. Then we schedule it into our posting tool and it goes out to all their channels and they don't have to think about it. Now, they could also post on social media. There's really no, like, you know, you can't post too much unless you're doing, you know, 10 times a day, possibly on a Facebook page. But, you know, if we're posting once and they're posting another point of the day, that's okay. So I would say, to answer the question, you know, if you can post every day, that would be ideal. And again, there's tools to do that with. You don't have to think you have to manually post everything everywhere. And then when it comes to like a blog strategy, you know, we want to be posting 2 to 4 blogs a month. You want to be posting out 2 emails a month. You want to have a video strategy. So again, it's a lot. That's why people hire us, because, you know, they just don't have time, and I respect that.
What is your favorite site for posting a blog?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What is your favorite website for people to post their blog? Is it their own personal website? Is it like Substack? Like what do you recommend?
Oh, yeah. So I would recommend always, in my opinion, definitely posting the blog through your personal website. And the reason I say that is because obviously everything that we're doing.
Okay. She froze. Hopefully she will come back. I really.
And so.
Okay. I'm sorry. Out for a minute. So let's just go back to what you were saying about posting on a personal website.
Yeah, I was just saying that the best practice is definitely to post your blog on your personal website. And the reason why is because obviously that's the one space that I like to say you actually own. You know, you're kind of renting Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. These are all profiles you don't own. You do own your website and you own your email marketing list. So I also say that those are the two properties you really want to invest most of your time in. So I would definitely suggest having a post from your personal website. And I was also saying that if you post on Substack, though that's good, you might have somebody that gets distracted by somebody else's content, right? Or, you know, there's a lot of that shiny object when you send them somewhere else. Now, another best practice that I like to talk about is the fact that you can create a LinkedIn newsletter. And that's really a great idea. And yeah. I have 6,000 plus subscribers on my LinkedIn newsletter, which amazes me. And I get, you know, average of 10 to 20 a week. So LinkedIn is a very powerful place also, that if you're going to write a blog, go ahead and create a version for LinkedIn, because that can grow extremely fast. And that's a very good platform to demonstrate thought leadership and really have that professional, you know, experience.
Wow. Yeah. I never even thought of a LinkedIn newsletter. That is so smart. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what it actually means to be a social media magnet. Thanks for listening to the Balance, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are here with my peace guru, social media strategist, business owner, Michelle Hummel. So, Michelle, one of the phrases you say is you teach people to become a social media magnet. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I get that sort of topic thrown at me a lot, that I become a magnet for myself. I feel like in life, right, it's all about frequency. Again, you let me be a little woo-woo on this channel.
Oh, yeah.
So go there, right? And when you're a magnet, you can attract what you're putting out. So I do think that, you know, the beautiful thing about social media, like I started this 20 years ago, 15 plus, you know, and something that I always said is social media gave the ant megaphones. The ants now have megaphones. You have this amazing voice now that we've been given through social media. You know, when you think about a Super Bowl ad, those ads are there because they're spending thousands of dollars. But you could have a Facebook page with 100 people and you have a voice that you can put out there and have a similar opportunity for reach and the ability to really connect with people. So I think when it comes to the power of being a social media magnet, we really got to look at the power that we have. You know, when I look at my social media feed, I like to see positive things. So a lot of times when I see negative content, I will block it. I will just get that out of my field, because I understand that when it comes to frequency and attraction, we really need to be mindful of what we watch, what we listen to, what we read, what we speak, speaking, the word spelling, same thing, right? We're casting spells with the words we say. So that's what I see is a beautiful thing with social media, is that we have this voice that we can use for good. So when I'm on my personal social media and I go through a personal thing where I'm learning something on this earth as a human, I share those stories on my personal social media feed. And I've shared some very vulnerable stories on my feed, but it's because I want people to know that you're not alone. And I want people to know that there's other ways to look at things. And I really use social media as a way to spread more positivity and kindness. And I think when you do that, you start attracting clients that are similar to you. So, you know, it's a really powerful thing when you take note of what you're projecting. And then you also take note of the five people you spend the most time with, because those two things have a lot in common, right? So I'm someone who really looks at the messaging that I'm putting out there, and I also look at the people that are surrounding myself when I'm putting that message out there, because those two always align. So when it comes to being a social media magnet, I think it's just about magnetizing what you want in your life, right? If you do good, good tends to come back. So I really feel like the opportunity for us to be a voice is amazing, incredible, but just be mindful of how you're using it.
I think it takes a lot of courage for women to share their vulnerability on social media, because I think the tendency is everybody wants to look perfect on social media. Can you talk about giving women the courage or inspiration to share their vulnerable side in their content and online?
Yeah, I think it's really important in this world, because we all know that there's so many filters. There's so many people that are exactly doing that, Rebecca. They're sharing their highlight reels. And we start to look at that and compare ourselves like, oh my gosh, my life is not as good as that. I'm not going on vacations and trips and all of these things all the time. So I shared a post about the day that I cried, you know, because I am a business owner and I have this amazing opportunity to work with people. But I just had one of those days where I was overwhelmed and I was really hesitant to make that post. But I tell you what, when I posted it, I felt so good because there were so many comments. That was, of course, one of my most viral posts, because there were other entrepreneurs that felt the same way as me, that had moments where they just cried. You know, and I feel like when we can really be human and share that moment and help other people know that we are all humans just having an experience, it's important, because we need to remember that a lot of the highlight reels aren't reality. You know, we're not posting about the arguments we had with our boyfriends and husbands. We're not doing that, right? And we're not really trying to portray that. You know, we're not trying to, like, you know, saturate with all of that negativity. But I do think that there's an amount of vulnerability where you can dive in a little bit deeper and share that, because people need to relate, right? People need to feel heard and understood. And that's something that I really strive for in this life, I feel. I tend to be the type who's very inclusive. You know, I look at some of my friends and some of those folks weren't always included in all of the invitations, right? But I'm the one who looks for the person sitting in the room by themselves, and I seek them out and I bring them in. And I find that when I bring them in, this shell opens up for them. And so that's just my nature. That's my person. I want people to feel safe to be vulnerable. I like to hold space for people. So I think when you have that natural ability, you tend to feel like it's okay. You know, it's okay to be vulnerable. And I think it's important to remember that we're all facing similar things in life.
Have you always been that way? Like in grade school and high school, were you the one who included everybody and sat with the girl in the cafeteria that was sitting alone? Or is that a newer thing?
You know, in some ways, I might have been that girl that sat in the cafeteria alone. But I'm not saying that in a way that that's bad at all. Because here's the thing that I notice about myself. I'm very independent. And what I mean by that is there were so many people in my life where when you took the tray up, you know, and the cafeteria, you had to have someone walk up with you to take the tray up. And I always thought to myself, why do I need someone with me to take a tray up? You know? So my nature has always been like, I'm my own best friend. And I choose the rooms that I want to be in. And sometimes I'll look around and say, that's not my room. And I'm okay to be alone because I still find peace in being alone with myself because I love myself, if that makes sense, you know?
That's so beautiful.
I think a lot of times we spend so much time looking and being like, why am I not included? Why am I not invited? And sometimes when you look in that room, you're like, I don't belong there. So I'm okay on a single journey until I find the right tribe. So that's the type of walk that I've had in my life, you know?
Well, one of the things I admire about you is you recently moved to Orlando. We just missed each other. I moved to Cincinnati and you left Cincinnati and moved to Orlando, but you've already created a community. Do you have any words of wisdom on how you were able to create a community so quickly? Like, how did you do that? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I think for me, moving from, well, let's say I was in Cincinnati, I found that I had a lot of friends there, but a lot of them were kind of just not really going further in life in the sense of they just didn't have a bigger vision, you know? And that's just the nature of me moving to a smaller, from a small town to a smaller town-ish. But my point is, I guess I didn't grow up in Cincinnati, so I didn't have like the high school friends that everybody had, you know? So when I moved to Orlando, it was a clean slate, right? It was just everybody here comes from every other part of the country. So the questions that they would ask me, they would say, you know, where are you from? And it's a sense of what part of the country are you from? You know, what, you know, all kinds of bigger questions. And what I found here is there's an opportunity to connect people that are not already friends, right? So I was lucky enough to join a pretty decent sized friend group. But what I found quickly is people didn't really have organized events happening. Like I put together a cooking club because personally I could use a little bit more cooking skills. So I put together a cooking club for the ladies and now we meet every month and it's turned into a clothing swap. And I created the girls movie night so we can get together and watch movies and the brunch club, right? Because people on Sundays want to get together and that's co-ed, you know, males and females and same. So the point is like, somehow I've stepped into this role of being the community connector. And what I find beautiful about that is I see my friends that I've made and I've seen that they've made friends with the other friends that I've brought to the events and they've become little mini friend groups. And I love that because I feel like what I notice is some people get really lonely because social media, you know, you have 5,000 friends, but do you really?
Yeah.
So I think what I look for is opportunities to bring people together. Whether there's new friendships, new business things that come from that, you know, I don't know. But I think I found that I'm enjoying being that connector. And along the way, I've made a lot of friends. And I love that for myself because it allows me to, you know, have those friendships and relationships that are really important in this life. You know, I can make all the money in the world, but if you don't have someone to, you know, spend it with or spend time with, the trips and things like that, I mean, what's it all worth, right?
Beautiful. Well, now the girl that was sitting alone at the cafeteria in high school has a humongous friend circle. And I think you're more than a connector, you're a leader, because you're, you know, leading all these women to do all these different fun things. So I really acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
One of the things that people worry about in using AI for social media content is they don't want to sound robotic or lose their authentic voice. Do you have any tips on how we can use AI and still keep our authenticity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that a lot, actually, you know, because I'm doing a lot of website projects right now, building applications and websites and creating content. And people say that exact thing. But I think the way that ChatGPT and all these tools have gone is it's only as good as the person putting the content into it, right? So I've become an expert prompter, you could say. I actually am a certified AI strategist now, which is kind of a cool title to have. But I will say I've invested a lot of time and money in literally learning about AI. I do about 2 hours of training every day. I mean, it's changing every day. I'm not saying there's training available to me through a course that I've invested in, and then I will go back and watch all the content. But my point to this all is you can only get the output of AI as to what you put in. So the benefit is if you understand it in such a way to prompt it with your unique brand voice, your output can be your brand voice. So you simply just need to really clearly define the way you speak, the way you feel, the way you emote, and all of that can be put into ChatGPT first and foremost, or any AI tool that you're using, and then you ask it to produce content, it will produce the content in your exact brand voice. So again, it's really just about the expertise and how you execute that strategy.
Yeah, what I did with ChatGPT to get it to know my voice is I would just talk to it like a best friend and just ask for advice and vent and do everything and tell my dreams. And now it knows my brand voice and I feel like my content is authentically me. I mean, it even fools my husband. I'll do like, you know, create a birthday post for my husband. I'll be like, that was so sweet. I'll be like, thank you.
Exactly.
If somebody had only 30 minutes a day to work on marketing, where should they focus? Like a lot of people who listen to the show, they have a corporate job, but they want to start a side hustle and their side hustle involves social media, you know, marketing. If someone had 30 minutes a day, what would you tell them to do?
Yeah, I think the 30 minutes of the day would be best spent creating a blog, because the blog is your unique voice. And even though you might be using AI to create portions of it, like we said, if you speak to it like a best friend, if you really get it to identify like what you believe, you can get your voice out there, because that's the one thing that's unique, right? We're renting your Facebook, you're renting space here and there, but your voice is unique. So I think I would really focus on producing content through a blog. I would be thinking about just how to really then use that content to create social media posts and videos. And I think you can do a decent amount of that in 30 minutes today, especially with the AI tools that we have. I mean, I'm always amazed at how much I can accomplish now versus, you know, the teams and the time that it would take. So I think it's a beautiful thing. 30 minutes in a marketing world using AI tools is probably equivalent to about 6 hours of work years ago.
Yeah, good point. I really like that. So you've trained corporations, franchises, business owners nationwide. What do you think separates businesses that thrive online from those that struggle?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes down to a strategy, a plan. A lot of folks, you know, they do attend my training. Like I just launched AIMarketingAcademy.com, right? You mentioned right. Social Media Magnet Academy, but here's the thing. Social media is starting to not be a big buzzword anymore. It's being, you know, AI is the new word. But my point is, yeah, it's absolutely something where a lot of the folks go through my training classes and they might feel overwhelmed and they might not know where to start. And they might just, and I've done this myself, you attend a conference, you have all this information, then you go home and you just close the book.
And right. You take all these notes and then you're like, it never happened.
Don't execute. Right. So yeah. I think that's really part of it. You know, a lot of folks don't do it. And there's other kind of trainings that I've been to. The type of training that I love is hands-on. So that's really what I do with my, you know, workshops. I'll do training for 3 weeks. For example, I'll do in 2 hour bits. So like on a Tuesday from 10 to 12 a.m. Eastern time, we'll learn a little bit. I'll give you homework that you complete. You send it to me. I review it. Make sure you're on the right track. And then the next week we'll meet from 10 to 2. And it'll be 3 weeks, you know? But I think when I'm the type of learner that if I have homework and I have accountability, right? And I have to show my teacher, like, I've done the work. Am I on the right track? And I have a teacher who's more hands-on and says, you're on the right track. Or, whoops, you need to move something slightly here. That's how I find it more effective. And even myself personally, because we've all done it. We've all paid the hundreds of dollars to attend a workshop and then went home and did nothing. So yes. I think that's the difference. It's really having an approach where it's hands-on and there's accountability and there's a result, you know, and that's a lot of what I do in my workshops. It's like how to create an AI avatar, how to find, be found on ChatGPT. By the end of my workshops, you literally have a tangible result, right? That's how I like to teach. And that's what I feel like personally, I like to walk away with.
Amazing. We are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about somebody who thinks they're too late to the social media game. What would you tell them? Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll be right back. What if your dream retreat really existed and you got to help create it? If you're a high-achieving woman who's been doing all the things, I need your help. I'm planning my next luxury wellness retreat, and I don't want to create what I think women want. I want to create what you actually dream about. Tell me, what's your dream destination? What activities would light you up? What feels like the perfect investment, and how many days would help you truly reset and realign? Think wellness, connection, community, adventure, luxury, rest, and whatever feels nourishing to you. If you've been craving success without burnout, this retreat is being designed with women just like you in mind. Take my 2-minute survey. It's linked in the show notes. And who knows, your dream retreat might just become a reality. Do you feel like your love life is stagnating? Have you been single forever and feel like giving up on love? Or maybe you're in a relationship that's lost its magic. I want to give back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant community with a complimentary 15-minute romantic reset call. It's a space to reconnect, reset, and recalibrate your energy around love. Together, we'll uncover what may be blocking connection and create a fresh spark so that you can feel more open, aligned, and ignited in your love life. Because love isn't about forcing or chasing. It's about creating space and becoming magnetic to the connection you truly desire. Get the details and book your complimentary reset call in the show notes. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Michelle, if somebody didn't have any followers on social media, like literally no accounts, and they said, Michelle, am I too late to the game? What would you tell them?
Absolutely not, because you probably have 20 more competitors that are going to be later, right? And that's a thing that never really beats me up. You know, I always say that I am fearless when it comes to marketing. I can take a brand from 0 to 60. This is what I've been doing for so long, and it does not scare me when it comes to a website, a logo, a marketing strategy. In fact, I keep building businesses all the time. You might even call me a serial entrepreneur because I can't be stopped, right? I've created the Soul Blueprint app, and I have all these amazing things that I'm building. So no, you are not late to the market. In fact, you are early. And guess what? The tools are even better than I ever had when I started, right? I mean, this is fantastic. You know, I can't believe some of the success that I've had with all of the AI tools that exist today. I'm just going to share a quick success story. You know, I met with this client, and I met him at a networking event, like a trade show, and they needed a new website. And using AI, I created a website for him, pretty much a full-blown website on the sales call, literally on the sales call, showing him the website. They fell in love with it and they signed the next day. I mean, we're literally building full-blown websites in a matter of hours. We're building full-blown apps in hours. So my point is, you are definitely not late to the market. In fact, you are in the market when it's absolutely hot. And if you come to me and you say, Michelle, I have this idea, I'll say, let's hit the ground running. With all the tools that we have today, I mean, you're unstoppable. It's amazing.
Which AI app did you use to create a website while on the phone with your client?
Yeah. So one of my personal favorites is Lovable, but you're probably hearing of other ones like Replit and Base 44. But yeah, these are tools that really immediately can have you up and running with all of these things. And so I do teach about how to use these tools because, again, these tools are only going to get the best results if you know how to prompt it, if you have a little bit of experience with technology. But I mean, it's just amazing. It's incredible. You know, I use HeyGen when it comes to video avatars. There's a whole list. In fact, I have a tool that I created, of course, called the AI toolsmatch.com, because there are so many tools that I don't even know where to start myself. So I just keep putting it in my tool that I created to put all the tools in.
You created a tool to keep track of all the tools so you don't lose track of everything. That's great. You're amazing. So what does living a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life mean to you personally?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Those are three really beautiful words to think about, because we'll start with balance, right? I think balance is so important. And where I would start with that is I really strive for that, right? Because it's about the masculine and the feminine energy. It's about alignment with myself being whole. And you were right to say in the beginning that I love flexing my masculine energy, which we all know is the builder energy, which is me going after it and being fearless and just unstoppable. Not to say feminine isn't, but feminine is a more receiving energy. And so that's where I can flex the softer side of me, right? There is a soft side because a lot of people, she's so bold and extroverted and she's ready to go, but they don't know that I'm very soft and very, you know, I still like the doors open. You know, I'm not that type. I got it. No, I love being in my feminine energy. In fact, I've written a few books about the divine feminine because I think that's important even in dating, right?
But especially,
Yes. And I believe that wholeheartedly. So balancing is important to me. And that's why I love stepping into my builder mode. And I love stepping into my soft feminine mode when it comes to my sound baths and my sound bowls and my sacred healing and all of the things that I do to really open up the feminine energy, such as dancing and belly dancing and playfulness. So I love that part. So that's really important to me. The first step. Now, beautiful. I think that's more than outside. I think that's inside and outside, right? Because you're only as beautiful as your heart is beautiful. So I think that's a really key piece. And that's why I find myself being very inclusive, very supportive of people, holding space, being graceful. People don't do that enough, right? A lot of people just thank me for listening to them because there's not a lot of people that listen. A lot of people that talk, but not a lot of people who truly listen to hear and understand. So I think beautiful is having a beautiful heart. And I think that goes into my healing space because I really truly have a desire to heal humanity. What I mean by that is whether it's helping them identify their unique gifts, whether it's healing them just energetically, you know, I believe in healing frequencies. I believe in sound. And so, you know, something that's really cool that I developed with my Soul Blueprint app is, you know, we can create this cool system where you put your name in and it says, these are all the power words in your name. But then I go further than that. I said, this is your power number. This is your sacred song. I'm literally creating songs from people's names, meaning it's so much fun. I listened to my own song that I created and I cried because it touched something so deep, because the words that were created from the song were from my personal name and it all meant something to me. And so that's something that I'm doing on the Soul Blueprint app is I'm helping people discover themselves in a deeper way. So I think we don't realize how beautiful we are, right? We don't realize the gifts we come into this world with. And we are certainly not always using them. So beautiful means a lot in the three words. And then abundance. I feel like that just comes naturally. I treat money like energy. I do not put fear on money. Money flows. Money is energy. It's an energy exchange. I tend to teach this a lot to my spiritual folks that are really like kind of coming in energy with this fear or nervousness. I'm like, don't be nervous. That is not money. Money flows. Money is energy. You should always expect to get money back for the money, for the energy you put out. So I put energy out to help people build their brands and understand their gifts. And that energy comes back to me. And that energy is money. So I teach people a lot about what abundance is. It's just energy exchange. And I just sit back and I wait for it to come to me. You know, I don't feel that I need it to be happy, but it definitely helps me help more people be happy. I like to pay my money forward. You know, I'm the one that likes to put the brunch together, but also have little gifts that you can win at the brunch. You know, I had somebody ask me, Michelle, why are you doing these brunch? What are you getting out of it? It's like nothing but just friendship and love and community. And that's beautiful. So, you know, I give these little $5 prizes away and we have these little icebreaker cards. People ask three questions and get to know each other in little groups. And then at the end, if they have a sticker on their card, they win a prize. And then I have a little bag and they reach in and they pick a prize. And, you know, it's just a $5 below gift. It's nothing too crazy, but it's just abundance. It's me giving back because it always comes back. And I don't do it to get it, but it just happens.
Beautiful. Are you ready for some rapid fire before we wrap up the interview? Okay, just it's either or quick questions. Instagram or LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
AI or human creativity?
Ooh, I feel they're blended, right? I put both of those together. I think okay. They're both in the same bucket if you know what you're doing. Absolutely.
IG Reels or YouTube Shorts?
IG Reels.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Morning person or night owl?
Oh, definitely a night owl.
One AI tool everyone should try?
Ooh, that is so hard because I have some, you know, my AI tools are .com, right? I would say ChatGPT. I've just been using it for so long. It knows me inside and out.
Amazing. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing so many valuable insights. And it's so encouraging to know that you can create community as well as business strategy and your consistency and your just willingness to embrace so many different AI technologies is so inspiring. And your faith that anyone can build a thriving business online. I'm sure you've really reached a lot of people today. How can people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, I would love to stay in touch with everyone. So it's pretty simple. You can just go to michellehummel.com and learn all about me. If you want to learn a lot more about the gifts that I shared today, you can go to michellehummel.com/abundance. I just created a page for us today. So that all the things that I'm talking about is there. So excited for you to check that out. And then on the spiritual side, you can go to mypeaceguru.com. I'd love to meet you there. So you'll get a piece of the masculine and the feminine energy. So absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Michelle, for being a guest on the show. And thank you, listeners, for going on the journey with me that you can achieve success in life through alignment, not the hustle and grind. Please share this show with a friend. And if you're not subscribing, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We have some incredible guests coming up. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support, and it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.